want to be in control. We want to set the course and agenda. We want it to be our way. Sometimes repentance and change can be immensely difficult. Habits are ingrained, routines. We sometimes think that we know better, or that it's, you know, or that it's only affecting me, or that it's just this one time, or any number of things. For the Israelite people, there was a track record of generations where they had walked away from hearing and reading God's word, where they had walked away from understanding, and they had walked away from applying. But now, here in Nehemiah chapter 8, God is using Ezra, God is using these Levites, the Spirit of God is at work, and as a result, people are remembering how good it is to move back to God. People are remembering how good it is to hear and understand the Word of God. The people are remembering afresh and anew how good it is to be a people who say yes to whatever it is that God is calling them to do, whatever step that God is calling them to take. May we be people who the pattern and the rhythm of our life is that we would hear, that we would understand, and that we would apply. I can't make any decision that you would need to make for you this morning. If I could, I would kind of do surgery and kind of put Jesus inside you, if I will, if you would. If I could, I would, you know, make it so that we would be better moms and dads and husbands and wives and grandmas and grandpas, that we would repent of sin, we would change, we would do all, but we can only change ourselves. And so my challenge for you this morning is simply this. We've heard the Word of God. Hopefully we've understood the Word of God. And now in the next few moments, it's time for you and me as the people of God to apply it. What is the next step? What is the next, you know, as far as repentance, as far as serving, as far as trusting, as far as whatever that is, what is the next step that God would want you to take? How can you and I apply the Word of God to our lives here this morning? In a few moments, we're going to stand and we're going to have an opportunity. We have a time of invitation. It's literally this. It's an invite. It's for you to say, God, whatever next step you want me to take, however you want me to apply your word, whatever it is, I say yes. The invitation obviously continues as we take the Lord's Supper and as we reflect and as we remember the great price that was paid so that your sin and my sin could be forgiven. What a great opportunity as we understand the rhythm and the pattern of our life is to hear and to understand as we conclude the service in the next few moments. Would you be a person who says, God, I'm ready to apply and say yes to whatever it is that you want me to do? May we never, ever, ever get to a place where what it says at the end of verse 17 is not true in our lives. It says this, and their joy was very great. You know, as we have an opportunity to hear and understand and now apply, I can confidently assert that there's no greater place for people who know and follow Jesus than to say yes to him. Say, God, here I am. Whatever it is, whatever you want, I will say yes. Because in so doing, your joy is very great. Would you bow with me in prayer? God, you're good. God, we thank you so much that you love us. God, we see in this passage that you're a God of second chances, and you're a God who works in mighty, powerful ways. God, as these Israelite people heard and understood and applied your word, may we also be people who hear and understand and apply. God, may we understand this morning that you're calling us to take that next step, that you're calling us to say yes. And it's in those moments of obedience and faithfulness that we find great joy. God, I pray now as we respond to you in invitation and in observing the Lord's Supper, that all across this sanctuary this morning, we would find joy. And that joy would be found in your strength, and you as our fortress, and you as our place of refuge. God, I pray that your Spirit would do now what only it can do. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.